is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is your Monday bonus episode, Patreon curated, and the topic is O's. O-H, is it apostrophe S?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it? O-H-S?
I'm still on first cup of coffee. I can't be smart.
It's songs with O's, or O, not O's. It's songs with O in the title. Like O-H. And that was suggested by Patrick Moynihan. And yet, I don't think Patrick Moynihan participated.
What?
Yeah, right? That can't be right. Hopefully when I go through here, there'll be one from him. Yeah. But I feel like he didn't participate.
You can't dine and dash. Come on, man.
You cannot dine and dash. All right, so we're recording in the kitchen because it's still too cold to record in the rock room. It's supposed to snow today. I'm not seeing any snow in the air.
What do you mean? Like you would know?
Well, I'm looking out the window.
You're a meteorologist. I'm not seeing any snow in the air.
Well, I mean, I'm looking right out the window.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
if there was snow in the air, I would see it in the air.
Yeah.
With my eyes. Do you see snow in the air?
But it might snow soon. I thought you meant like
it could start snowing while we record this.
It could.
It's 10:10 in the a.m. on Sunday, which is when you're listening to this. That's yesterday.
Why are we awake? Yes.
Because I went to the gym.
That's right.
Did you know I was at the gym?
I did. For the record, Pat has been going to the gym.
Look, I don't want any accolades.
Every day.
For 13 days.
For 13 days.
13 days straight.
And looks it, to be honest with you. It's like immediately.
I'm fucking ripped.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm jacked.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. It only takes 13 days.
Everything should balance itself out, I believe. So I have been sitting more. So, yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. All right. So you picked a song that we're going to play later.
Yep.
We got some songs in the hopper.
Yep.
Is that what you call it? In the hopper? On the list? I'm going to start with my favorite band. They have a bunch of O songs, actually. Will I play them all today? I don't know. This one is called, it's by Cheap Trick. It's called Oh Boy. You act like I play Cheap Trick 24/7 in the house. I don't.
You do play Cheap Trick.
I don't play Cheap Trick 24/7 in the house.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, you're off of this little sort of hyperfixation that you were on a couple weeks ago. So yes, you're not playing it anymore.
Thank you. Thank you.
24/7. Yeah.
So the song Oh Boy is in two versions. There's an instrumental version that was out there for years and years. And then finally, in 2015, there is something released called the Epic Archive Volume 2. And that included Oh Boy vocal version. And I don't know why this song was never on a proper album, but here it is, Cheap Trick, Oh Boy. Dates back as maybe one of Cheap Trick's maybe earliest recordings. I don't know. It sounds so early, though. It sounds, the Epic Archive Volume 2 says 1980 to 1983, but that song does not sound to my ears like it was recorded in that time period. I'm sure Pilar would agree.
I think it's because it sounds so much like a Beatles song. They're so Beatles influenced. Like,
yeah, they absolutely are. They admit it.
Yeah. So that might be why it sounds like something that would be earlier.
Maybe. I'll allow it. You're going to a movie by yourself today.
I might be. I think I am.
Well, yeah. You're going to a movie either with someone or by yourself.
Right. Hamnet, because
I think it's pronounced Hamlet.
Because
how were you saying it?
The movie's called Hamnet.
I believe you're saying that wrong. Is that about a guy who goes out and catches pigs in a net?
Yes, it's about
I would
that.
love that.
Yes.
All right, so what is it about?
I believe it's about what inspired Shakespeare. I think it's about the woman in his life. I don't know. But I have to see it because I know it's
Okay.
going to be a screenwriting contender for the Oscars,
And
and I
there's
have a whole Oscar podcast about that. And
and the
but I
actress Jessie Buckley is in it, and she's been touted as possibly being nominated for Best Actress.
Yes.
All right.
And we have one of the other person people that are nominated, wait, sorry, touted to be nominated as the best actress is that actress Odessa, who's in the Timothée Chalamet thing that we saw. What was it?
I didn't see it. Marty Supreme.
Marty Supreme,
Okay, what about her?
and she is a
Yeah.
classmate of Ezra's. They went to school
They went to
together.
high school together.
They went to high school together, and I do remember Ezra coming home and being so annoyed with her because of something that happened in math class. I can't remember, but Odessa was very talky, and Ezra was trying to get a point across, and you don't do that when Ezra's trying to get a point
Oh,
across.
boy.
Yeah. So I do remember. It's really funny. And now she's going to be nominated for Best Actress.
Well, let's not vote for her because she made our kid mad. Right? I'm campaigning against her.
She was very, very good. She really
I'm
was.
campaigning against it.
That was a great movie.
I have not seen it yet, but I will see it.
Yes.
Marty Supreme. All right. Speaking of Supreme, here comes a guy with this is a fun song, and I'm glad he picked it. So I'll let him do the talking. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. The song I picked for the O in the title Patreon episode is Oh Sheila by Ready for the World. This song was a number one hit in October 1985, possibly because it sounds a fair bit like a Prince song, and maybe people thought it was about Prince protege Sheila E. The band Ready for the World formed in Michigan, and their lead singer was just 19 when this song hit number one. It's got a nice drum sound, good use of keyboards, and of course, the lead singer uses a fake British accent for no apparent reason a couple times during the song. Pat, please play Oh Sheila right from the beginning to hear this funky, synthy pop hit in all its glory.
Does sound like Prince.
Yeah.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Oh sailor.
Oh, Sheila. Thank you, George Worley. George Worley, your intros are always concise. You give us all the information in the allotted time, and you always pick a good song.
Why
And we
is it the
appreciate it.
British accent if the guy's not British?
You don't know. Are you going to go watch a film?
Don't
You
do
going to
it.
have some crisps?
No, don't do it. No.
All right, this next person is going to be doing a All Hanson episode with me soon. You know what happens, folks, when I say soon, then it's like 2 months from now. But still, please enjoy this. Having a lag time
Yeah.
with the iTunes.
Hey everyone, this is Katie Ninas from southeastern Wisconsin. For this month's O's episode, I selected Oh No by Wet Leg from their 2022 self-titled debut album. The more I hear from Wet Leg, the more I love them. So here's to a long and strong career for them. Enjoy!
I went home all alone, checked my phone. Oh no, oh my God, life is hard, credit card. Oh no, you're so woke, Diet Coke. I feel gross. Oh no, I
I checked my phone and now
yeah, we played Wet Leg on the show before. I think Mike Siegel and maybe also Christy Stratton brought those songs to my attention and to the show. That's a good time. Wet Leg, I don't know where they're from. I wish I could look it up, but I'm not going to look anything up today.
Wet Leg.
Wet Leg. Wet Leg. Explicit. It's explicit. So they must say something naughty somewhere in that song.
Yeah. There is nothing good about a wet leg, too. Nothing.
So. Who knows what they mean by that?
Wow.
Could be dirty.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have a wet leg every day. I come out of the shower. My whole body's wet.
Right.
Got a towel off. Are you going to have a treat at the movies, though? Seriously?
Depends on if I'm in a treat mood.
You're always in a treat mood.
This is true. Maybe.
Do they have alcohol at this theater?
I'm not going to. I'm not you. I'm not going to drink during a
the theater we were
myself. Wait, that would be so late.
That would be so cool. What was the theater we were at where they had like a whiskey? They had like a Jack and Coke slushy that you could get. Is it this theater?
Oh yeah.
We always think we're gonna get that, but when we don't.
Yeah. I think it's this theater.
Oh, you should get it.
No.
You don't like whiskey.
No. It's like drinking bad memories. No. I had a bad whiskey experience in college.
And I had a bad tequila experience. I'm over it.
I'm not.
What did, speaking of alcohol, you just purchased something from Amazon the other day.
For you?
Yeah, for me.
For Christmas?
No. Just yesterday. It arrived yesterday. It's in our living room.
Is this a guessing? Oh.
It needs to be put together.
We're going to have like a liquor shelf, like a liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
And we're very excited because Pat's rock and roll liquor shows up all over the place and doesn't really have a home. And so I'm always looking for Pat's stuff.
That sounds bad. Like it shows up all over the place in a drawer next to his bed.
It's just like in
the bathroom under towels.
Used it, but you can't keep it in the rock room because then you can't make a drink. So I was like, my whole design thing in this house is a place for Pat's stuff.
Your aesthetic? My design aesthetic?
Yeah, like the practicalities of my design. And then I have to find like an aesthetic that will make it work.
Part of the aesthetic was to make a room in the garage so Pat would stay out in the garage. Here comes, this is an old-timey song. This song's from 1947.
Whoa.
I think you were 21 then.
Maybe.
Let's listen to this. I'm excited.
Hello, Pat and guest, This is Brian Berkey from the Keystone State, and I am submitting for your approval my selection for the Patreon O episode. I'm recording this intro on Christmas Eve, and as such, I wound up picking a seasonally appropriate song. Much like Mr. Officer John McClane of the New York Police Department, I've always been kind of partial to Roy Rogers. I really like those sequin shirts. My track is the version of Oh Why Did I Ever Leave Wyoming by the King of the Singing Cowboys, Roy Rogers, with a little help from the Sons of the Pioneers. It's not just an O song, it's a double O song. It practically has a license to kill. Drop the needle right from the top.
That's funny.
Thanks for another year of fun podcasts, and I will refrain from the traditional Pat Go Fuck Yourself closing by instead saying, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Give me back my prairie with the cattle and wild game, where the hills are nice and curvy and the women are the same, where cowboys all yell whoopee while a lariat they twirl, the timber wolves yell timber when they see a pretty girl. Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming? Why did I ever have to go? Why did I ever leave Wyoming?
'Cause there's a sheriff back there looking for him high and low and high and low.
Back home in old Wyoming, folks are acting mighty strange since
they started. That's amazing. Now, look, that song's probably public domain now. I could probably play the whole song, but I played just enough.
Yeah.
Brian, that was great. I also like that Brian includes a couple things I love. He talked about John McClane from Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
He said this was a 00 song, so it has a License to Kill. So that's James Bond.
Very you.
And then he brought up something that we used to do a long time ago where I would tell people in their intros at the end to just tell Pat to go fuck himself.
Aww.
So thank you, Brian. That brought a tear to my eye. Why did Roy Rogers say Wyoming instead of Wyoming?
Because he's a cowboy.
He's a hillbilly.
I think he's a hillbilly. Okay. I think he's doing the cowboy thing.
I would love to go back to 1947 when Roy's in the studio and he's recording this. And, you know, if you had a time machine and you could go back and go, Roy, we have some people that would like to sing background vocals with you. They're called Wet Leg. So bring them in. His head would explode, right?
Wet Leg and Roy Rogers. I like it. You do a mashup.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. All right. Moving on. Oh, I believe we do now have enough songs and enough intros to do your Solid podcast crossover with On the Page.
Good. Then I'm not going to talk about it.
We have enough. I'm going to put that together, and then we're going to do that in the next week or two.
Good. Good.
Okay, cool. Also, speaking of, since this is a Patreon curated episode, I want to let everyone know, go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. to support the show through Patreon. $5 people, you get to see all the interviews.
Yeah.
I don't. I do not need help with this.
Okay. Because I think it's cool.
I know, but if you.
All right.
I had my thoughts prepared in my head. And now I've been interrupted.
I'm just excited for them.
I'm going to make you watch The Honeymooners, and then you're going to know how the relationship between a man and a woman is supposed to go. All right. So whenever I interview someone, you know, most recently, Tom Peterson or Vicki Peterson, no relation, and John Cowsill or Don Dixon and Mitch Easter, producers and artists on their own right, in their own right. And you hear the audio of those interviews with the music edited in. But if you want to just see the raw footage of me and the guys in the Zoom room chatting, you can only see that on the Patreon page for the $5 and up Patreon supporters. And let me tell you this, those things live there forever. You can scroll back for years and see all the content, all the unboxings and all the craziness and all the stuff.
That lead singer from AC/DC, right?
Yes, Brian Johnson, his video's there. Let's call him Brian Johnson. Let's not call him that lead singer from AC/DC.
No. The heart.
This is getting worse and worse because it's just heart. It's not the heart.
No, but like you had both heart sisters, right? No,
I had Nancy in person and then Anne is on Zoom, but you can see Anne's video.
See, and anything that was on Zoom.
Post COVID, everything was Zoom interviews.
So 5 years and you've had really big people.
Penny Loggins, Cy Kernan from The Fix. Liz Phair. I mean, DeYoung.
They get a video podcast. And that's what they should
do. Joan Osborne. Yeah,
it's like an audio podcast for everybody else, but it's a video podcast for $5 an hour.
Patreon supporters. Yeah. You know, no song mixed in, but it's unedited. It's the raw footage. You get to peek inside their houses because they just record in their houses. That's fun. And then maybe you can figure out where they live and then go visit them.
No.
Oh, no, we're not doing that?
No.
Oh. So anyway, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And with the $5, you can also participate in these episodes and win almost weekly prizes. Okay, and now back to the show. Here comes Jerry Riggs playing a song I love from one of my favorite bands that my wife doesn't like, UFO.
Okay.
Here we go. Jerry Riggs bringing the rock.
Hello, Pat. Pilar, who I assume is sitting in with you, and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this bonus episode entitled Songs That Have O in the Title.
Well, I might be showing her my O face. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm going with the song Oh My from the band UFO. This song comes from the third album called Phenomenon, released in May of 1974. This would be the first album to feature guitar great Michael Schenker, who replaced guitarist Mick Bolton. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season, and I'm looking forward to another great year of the Rock Solid podcast. Thanks, Pat. You and your listeners, be safe and keep rocking.
Came out in 74. I was 10. I didn't even know who UFO was when I was 10.
Well, I'm stepping up and down, trying to get my face in town.
So that little clip of the O face, that's from the movie Office Space.
Oh.
In case you didn't know.
I was wondering. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's from Office Space. So just wanted to tell you.
That was a good piece of dialogue for the dialogue
yeah,
podcast.
Okay, everybody. Here comes Cheap Trick from 1977 from their debut album. This is O Candy. Yeah, Robin's voice is amazing on that song. I stopped it for the best part. Tell us what the song's about. I'm gonna start it up again. Roadies who can make peace.
Oh,
they wrote this song for him.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
it was, we all like you, except yourself.
Oh, and this was a guy.
This was a guy, yeah. Yeah, so good song though, but wow. Sad.
Yeah, I guess like when you hear "Oh Candy, Why'd You Do It," you just think, "Why'd you cheat on me with a guy?" Right? But it's,
I get, I mean, now I know where your brain goes.
Oh, you know, it's like every song.
I get, well, they're, yeah. Cheap Trick's not like every band.
I know. They're special.
Yeah, they're very special.
Yes.
All right. Here comes Rob McKinnon with an artist from Canada. And his intro and song is all together nicely in a little package.
I feel bad. You're like judging everybody's intros. They're so great.
I'm not judging anyone's intro.
They're just so great for being here.
I haven't dissed one intro yet.
I know, but it feels like you're
judging them,
rating them a little bit. You know, like,
I don't know how Rob's intro is going to be. It could suck.
Okay, but you said it was nice and concise.
No, I didn't. I said that he's the intro and the song. He put it all together.
Ah.
So it's not going to go from the intro. It doesn't mean anything to you.
It doesn't. I'm sorry.
Take another swig of coffee.
I will.
Talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Hello, Pat, and hopefully Pilar, too.
Yes.
This is Rob.
Well, hopefully, if you're not here with the interrupting.
Rob McKinnon in Little Britain, Ontario, Canada, the sports capital of the Kawarthas, according to the road sign. My selection for songs with O in the title comes from the band Trooper from Vancouver. Their first four albums were produced by former guest of the show, rock legend Randy Bachman of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Woohoo!
They had about a dozen singles in Canada in the 70s and 80s, and their 1979 greatest hits album, Hot Shots, eventually went 6 times platinum. I believe they only had one single that charted in the US, Raise a Little Hell, in 1978. The song
one?
I picked for today is the second single from their third album, Knock 'Em Dead Kid, released in 1977. It's a ballad titled Oh Pretty Lady, so I hope you like it, and all the best for everyone in 2026.
Face of clay, yet so warm.
Oh Pretty Lady.
Feel like I've weathered eternal storm. Said you could help me. Help me now. Change my life. Please show me how pretty lady.
Look, I got to be honest. I like Pretty Ladies, but I actually like Raise a Little Hell better than that song. But thank you for introducing my ears to it, Rob. I appreciate that.
It's where everybody's letters came out, probably, right? That particular song.
You think that was the original lighter song?
That's where everybody swaying and all that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, you know this guy because he stayed at our house. He stayed here as one of the two Daves.
Dave.
But you don't know which Dave's which.
Does it matter? They're both Dave.
They're each individuals.
Yeah, but like, do I have to like memorize people's last names now?
Do you know their last names?
It's Dave Festini.
Yep.
And Dave. What?
Shh. I'm giving you the first.
Schneider.
Dave Schneider. Okay. So, Schneier.
Schneier. And Dave Schneier.
Not Schneider.
Hey, Schneider.
You know. That's who you call when you need something fixed in your apartment.
That's right.
All right. That's a reference.
It's from the old One Day at a Time. You have to be our age to
you do
know
have
what
to be
we're
our
talking
age,
about.
Okay. Here we go. Dave Festini. His intros are fun, usually. Let's find out.
Happy New Year, dickheads. It's your buddy, aww, Dave Festini, out here in northern New Jersey. And I'm conflicted on my selection because it kind of breaks two rules. This is for the O episode, because one, it depends on how you feel about parentheticals. I mean, it is in the title, in parentheses, but it isn't necessarily O, it's oo. But O is in oo. So
no.
I feel it qualifies.
Wow. No,
it's one of my favorite songs of the 80s. Cheating. It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure song.
Should I even continue? He broke the rules.
We should just go to the other Dave. Yeah.
He called us
dickheads.
He always does that.
He called, well, yeah, I guess dickhead, but now I'm.
No.
It's dickheadism.
No, it's not you and I.
No?
It's everybody.
It's everybody's a dickhead? Okay.
All the listeners are dickheads.
Okay, I feel better.
I don't think we should play it.
Well, then I don't think we should either.
All right, we're moving on.
All right.
Because it has to be O.
Right, it's not oo.
It's not oo.
And it's not in the middle of, in parentheses.
No.
It's like, that's bending it as is, but yeah.
I mean, that is so against the rules that I have to do a palate cleanse with Cheap Trick.
Oh, no, it's no,
Cheap
Pat.
Trick.
Come on.
And the song is.
The episode.
The song is. Bangers from Cheap Trick. Boy, Candy, and Caroline.
Rule threes, okay? Done.
Rule threes, yeah. There is a fourth one, but I don't have it. Oh. I don't have it queued up.
Good.
Eau Claire is the fourth one. All right. So we're moving on to Tommy Norman. You ready?
Uh-huh.
I'm juggling a lot of things here.
You
people
are.
Know. It's a lot of stuff, especially when we do it like this in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, and whoever is co-hosting, I hope it's Pilar. Hi, Pilar.
Oh, I said he hopes
Tommy Norman from Nashville.
Okay, let me hear that again.
He just said he hopes it's me.
Shh.
Hey, Pat, and whoever is co-hosting, I hope it's Pilar. Hi, Pilar. Tommy Norman from Nashville, Tennessee here. For this Patreon episode, I've selected a song from singer, songwriter, and musician Eric Hutchinson. It is an album cut from his 2008 debut release, Sounds Like This. Efficiently enough, the song is simply called Oh, with an exclamation point. Eric has had some success with his first two albums, but never found a larger mainstream audience, which is a shame since he is an excellent singer-songwriter and a fantastic live performer. Hopefully this will introduce him to some new fans. You can start it right from the top with Eric's pop perfection piano playing, and as always, thanks for letting me play along.
You play me. Not at all.
Oh, 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 Bill, and I said, oh, 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 and I said, oh, 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 oh. Went to a party on the side of a hill. Met three Latinas who had gotten
in the field. I like that and Roy Rogers Today. Who knew?
I actually could play that.
You going to try it?
Yeah, I might. Huh? Yeah.
Cool. Make up some lyrics that have O in it, not ooh, Dave Fastini. All right. Here's Joe Reynolds.
Hey, Pat. Joe Reynolds from Philly here. For today's topic, songs with O in the title. I'm going with Oh Yeah by Green Day. It's loud, sarcastic, and just classic Green Day. It's built around that totally recognizable chant from Joan Jett's Do You Want to Touch Me? Billy Joe Armstrong, he takes a pretty funny, sharp swipe at modern celebrity culture, and that Oh Yeah hook just sticks in your head. Catchy, biting, and I think a lot of fun. Oh Yeah by Green Day. Thanks, Pat.
Get in there. All right. Very nice. Yes, are you going to comment?
Nope.
Oh, you want to play your song now?
Oh, sure. See? Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. The song is called Oh, Sure. So, want to tell about your song? What do you want to say?
Oh, this is, I don't know, like the minute that you said Oh Songs, this is what leapt into my head. And I guess probably because like this was the album that, you know, my dad always played over and over and over again when I was a kid, and I loved it, and, you know. And it also brings me back to sort of happier times with him.
Oh, and sad times with me.
No, I'm just saying, like, there aren't tons of happy times with my dad.
Oh, I see. This is, you know, there's like, one of those few memories.
Yeah, where I'm like, oh, that was just a nice, pure, you know, I'm a little kid, and he's dad, and he's putting on this album. Because I was really little. I was like 3 when he used to put this one on.
Yeah, I have those memories of my dad too, like when he falls asleep in a chair and that means he's not talking or yet. So those were the good times. So whenever I see a chair, I'm like, oh, happy time. All right, so the song is
Oh Darlin'
from the album
Abbey Road, right?
Yep. And this is probably my go-to favorite Beatles album. I really like it.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Oh, darling.
Oh, what the?
I missed the O.
Darling, please believe me, I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
All right, you ready?
Oh God.
What?
Wait, when did Abbey Road, the album, actually come out?
I think 1970, maybe.
Okay, then I was 3. No, I must have been 4.
Yeah.
But also,
1969 or 1970, I'm not sure. Because the song I'm playing is the 2019 mix, so it doesn't have the actual date on it.
But now, like for the first time, I'm realizing, when our parents are playing these things, right?
Yeah.
It's the first time it's come out. It's not like now where you're like, oh, put on a Beatles album.
Right, like when our kids hear Beatles albums, it's not like that.
So the reason he's playing it over and over and over again is because this has just come out, and he has never heard anything like this before.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
I never even thought about that.
So why can't I find... I'm looking for...
Abbey Road?
I'm looking for that. I mean, I should know this, but it's just... it's 69 or 70.
Because I don't know why I remember being three. Because I always remember certain things based on where I was living. Because right. We are always... Like, I remembered in Brooklyn, and then the next year we moved to Trenton, and we moved a lot. So that's how I remember stuff.
While I continue to look for the specific answer on this, who's your favorite Beatle?
I used to always say it was John Lennon to be cool, but it's actually Paul McCartney because he's so cute. And he's actually, I think, the most brilliant writer of all of them. So him.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Is yours Ringo because he's the funniest?
No, Ringo's not my favorite Beatle.
Who's your favorite?
Paul is my favorite Beatle.
Okay.
Paul is my favorite. I can't find, look, it's 69 or 70.
Look it up while you introduce the next person
Well, I was going to see, I was going to play F, Mary, Kill with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to actually, you have to kill two, I guess.
Okay. No. Okay. No.
There's four of them.
Yeah, but okay.
What if you just slap one? What if you F, marry, kill and slap one?
No, I don't want to. There's one I'm leaving out. I'm just going to leave them out. So I would F Paul, right here and right now. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. And
In 2026?
I would. I'm sorry. I love you, okay. But I need a hall pass.
You've seen him, right?
It's all right. So that's takes one and no one, yes. Right? So so I would F Paul. I would marry Ringo.
Oh.
Because okay. I like fun, talented,
Ringo's fun.
Funny guys like my husband.
All right.
And I would kill George.
He seems irritable.
Yeah, I think he's a whiny baby, especially after seeing that doc.
Yeah,
where he's just
he's a whiny baby.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I would do. What about you?
And then you left out John.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah.
Well, you can't kill him. He's already dead.
That's horrible. See, don't do that.
You were trying to for me not to say that.
Yes.
Well. Too late. I'm not attracted to any of the Beatles.
That doesn't matter. It's the game. Okay, move on.
Move on?
Okay. Yes. And then
you're going to find out when Abbey Road was released. It's either 69 or 70.
I mean, this has to be the easiest thing to find out. 1969.
All right. And when in 69? Let me see.
September 1969. So I would have...
September 26th.
I would have just turned three.
You would just have turned three.
Yeah.
And you remember that vividly, that you were hearing that? Or did he play it all through all your life?
No. I remember that because I remember dancing with him mm-hmm. in the living room in Brooklyn. I mean, I didn't know that people didn't remember back that early until Ezra told me people don't usually remember back that early. And then Ezra, of course, had a name for that kind of memory. And I've forgotten that because I can't remember anything that actually matters.
Yeah. My brother's when I was one, I was on the porch. I'm like, no, you don't remember that.
But you do. There are certain people who remember certain things.
I'm not one of those people.
Couldn't
even remember when Abbey Road was released.
But that's different. That's a fact as opposed to an imprinting of an experience.
I guess so. All right, here we go. Next intro and song.
Hi, Pat and the rest of Rock Solid crew. Richard Birch here from a very, very cold and icy London in the UK. And my choice for the record beginning of O is a song called Oh, What a Circus by an English singer called David Essex, who is probably our equivalent of your David Cassidy / Donny Osmond. He had a string of hits in the early to mid-70s. He starred in the stage production of Evita, which is where the song comes from. Hope you enjoy it. Cheers. Bye.
Oh, what a circus. Oh, what a show. Argentina has gone to town over the death of an actress called Eva Perón. We've all gone crazy.
every right. Oh, what an exit, that's how to go when they're ringing your curtain down. Demand to be buried like Eva Perón. It's quite a sunset and good for the country. In a roundabout way, we've made the front pages of all.
No, you have to stop.
The world's
stop.
Papers today.
Stop.
I'll let you comment.
No.
First of all, I have to stop because I have done something to the screen where I wanted to blow it up so we could see David Essex's photo. And
Here, just press the green thing. There you go.
Okay, but then it takes me to this.
Yeah, and then get out of that, and then you should be right behind it.
With this.
Yeah, just press the red button. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so you were going to comment on David Essex. You do not like that.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be this dismissive.
Oh, no, she put her glasses on.
All right, but...
She's going to litigate.
But this is Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, from Evita.
Okay.
Which he has put other words to.
Okay.
Badly. Okay?
All right.
I feel like you need to play the beginning of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, which is exactly what... this is, which is beautiful.
Well, you want me to find that? Right?
Well,
I think everyone knows that song,
but they don't know the beginning of this, which is what he's robbing from, which is, it won't be easy. You'll think it's strange. Like when it starts that way, when she starts the verse of it rather than the chorus, you know, that's what he's doing. It's okay. You don't have to play it. I'm just saying that this song is wrong. It's a wrong song. And then to put her name in it, like, how did he get away with that?
I have no idea.
How did somebody not sue his ass?
How did they let Madonna sing these songs? I don't know.
Well, that's different. She's just badly cast in the song that, you know.
Did you ever see?
Don't play Madonna singing this. You have to play
not
Patti, too. Patti LuPone
Patti
singing.
LuPone. Well, I'm not going to play any because I don't have any of this in my iTunes.
Good. Of course you don't. Of course. What am I thinking? But anyway, everybody.
Yeah, my iTunes rocks.
Palette cleanse by going to listen to the Patti LuPone album of Evita where she sings Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, and take it from the beginning.
All right.
I'm really sorry. To the guest, I'm sorry.
Do what Pilar says. Yeah. Sorry, Richard Birch. Apologies to our friends from across the pond.
I'm sorry. Don't be mad. Please still contribute
okay, here's a
to the show. I mean, like with other songs, please.
Here's a palate cleanse for you.
Okay. No, don't do cheap trick.
I'm not doing
cheap
trick.
Okay.
I told you I'm done with the cheap trick songs, although there is another one.
Though. No.
Eau Claire. Okay, here we go.
Hello, Pat, esteemed guests, and fellow rock soliders. This is Kevin Clement chiming in with my O song. And the band that I chose was Mudcrutch. They were Tom Petty's backing band in 1970 in Florida when they moved to Los Angeles to try and make it. Didn't do very well, so they broke up. And then, of course, Tom Petty with Mike Campbell and Ben Montinch wound up forming the Heartbreakers, and the rest is history. They did come back in 2007 and made an album, also another one in 2016. But the song that I chose is off of the 2007 album, just entitled Mudcrutch, and the song is Oh Maria. It's a really great song, good country rock, southern rock kind of feel to it. Anything that Tom Petty did, I liked. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Pat, for everything you do. With you later.
actually have this CD signed by Tom, Mike, and Benmont. I only saw Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers once in concert, but I actually saw Mudcrutch twice.
I remember when you went, yeah.
And the first time I saw them was at the, when I got Tom's autograph, was at the Troubadour, which holds about 250 people. And I believe at the time that ticket was not cheap, but I'm like, I could see Tom Petty at the Troubadour.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. So, yeah, rock and peace, Tom Petty, always great. Love Tom Petty. Love, love, love Tom Petty. And I like when he sings like, what do you call that? With his, I don't know, what kind of voice? His falsetto almost?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. All right, moving on. Any thoughts on that song?
I love that song. That's nice.
You like that song?
Yes.
All right, cool. Should I play David Essex again? Oh, What a Circle.
No.
All right, here comes Jeff Scoble.
Jeff Scoble from Detroit here with my selection for this month's Patreon-supported episode, O's. It's the holidays and time is tight, so I'm going to keep this one simple. I went with local Detroit band The Rockets and their remake of Fleetwood Mac's 1969 classic, Oh Well. This comes from the band's self-titled debut in 1979, and at the time I had no idea it wasn't an original. I may be in the minority, but I've always preferred this version, which could honestly be a result of just listening to it so much as a kid before ever hearing the original. Started up around the 30-second mark, and as always, hope everyone has a joyous and peaceful holiday season and keep on rocking. And I really want to thank Pat and this incredible podcast and community. Participating in these episodes and being a part of this whole thing brings a lot of happiness to my life, so thanks for everything.
Can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Well,
that's a great song. And that is, I love when you think, when you don't know that a song is a cover because the version you like is that good. And yeah, Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well is such a great, great song. And also, Jeff, thank you so much for your nice words about the show and the community. And I apologize for Dave Festini calling us dickheads, but you know, there's a bad apple in every community. All right, since you played a cover of a Fleetwood Mac song, I want to play one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs, and it's also an O song. It's from my favorite Fleetwood Mac album, Mirage. No one says that. No one ever says my favorite Fleetwood Mac album is Mirage, but I do because that's nuts. But this is a Lindsay song, and it's Oh Diane.
Oh no, here I go again, falling in love again. Love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hand. Oh, 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 Diane. Oh, oh, Diane.
Have you ever heard that song before?
No, it's paying tribute to his influences, clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like it. Did you like it?
I did.
All right. Do you like Hugh Jackman?
Well, I know you like Hugh Jackman.
Do you?
I don't like Hugh Jackman in the lusty way that you like him.
In the F. Mary Kill way?
Yes, you would F. Hugh Jackman.
He seems like such a nice guy.
You are a little obsessed with Hugh Jackman.
I think I am.
Yeah, and every time he's on screen, you're like, look at him. Wow, okay, I'm looking.
You need to see that that new movie where they're Neil Diamond impersonators.
Yeah, so, yeah, and hopefully the writer of it will be on my podcast.
Well, that's right. There's a chance of that happening.
That out right now.
So, hopefully, I think that movie's going to stream soon, so.
Song Sung Blue.
Is that what the movie's called?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. That's a great song. You're going to have to tell this writer that you hate Neil Diamond, though.
I don't hate. I like him as a writer.
Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
As a songwriter?
Yes.
Okay,
he's
good.
He's written some great songs.
Good. You just don't like his voice.
No.
Okay, Pilar. This one's for you. All right, so here's, let's just listen.
Okay. Hi, Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peek here. I'm going to keep this one simple and go with Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from the musical Oklahoma. I'm selfishly picking this because I would like to try and do an episode with Pilar, knowing her Broadway background as well, and us doing Broadway songs that are our favorites. Oh. The version I provided is the Wolverine version from 2000, so please enjoy Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from Oklahoma.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Standing like statues. Hey! All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they.
There you go. He's got a great voice.
It sounds like you're not being truthful right now.
No, he's got a great voice. I'm always a little bit skeptical of movie stars coming into big theater roles because there are people who are trained in theater. Now he is too. He is trained in the theater. He is incredible and all that. But I will see Hugh Jackman and raise you Shirley Jones. Ooh. So Shirley Jones singing the second part of that song, there is nothing like it. Although she did go on to be Mrs. Partridge, so
be a TV star and record some amazing songs as the Partridge Family.
That's the movie that I'm talking about. So I don't know. I am a hypocrite. I just negated my. Maybe we do need to have this podcast.
Okay, I would just act as producer and comment, and then you two would do it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, when it comes to modern,
just crushed his dream.
No. We could work it out. When it comes. You know, maybe he could take the more current musicals because I tend to be more of sort of like the old school musicals. Mm-hmm. And then like from a certain year on, I was not as engaged, which I should have been, but I wasn't because I was.
In musicals.
Yeah, because I was like, you know, doing other things. You know what I mean? Right. So I kind of fell out. Yeah. So if he could do the contemporary and I could do the old school, you know, and then you could. We could educate you.
I guess email me. All right. So with all this talk of Mr. Jackman and Mr. Neil Diamond, I just had to do a quick look to see if Neil Diamond has any O songs. And he does. This is from 2005. It was produced by Rick Rubin. The album is called 12 Songs. I have this CD autographed by Neil Diamond. Let's listen to a little bit of Oh Mary. And when I say a little bit, Pilar is not going to enjoy it. So here we go.
Two, three.
So when Rick Rubin produced Neil Diamond, he said that Neil had to play guitar and sing at the same time. Because he said, Neil, you sing differently when you're playing guitar.
I'd like to
say that. Oh, Mary.
Yes.
Can you hear my song? Does it make a mournful sound? I sang it once when first I saw you, and I sing it to you now. Oh Mary, oh Mary, oh Mary, oh Mary, oh Mary, oh, talking about love, Mary, oh Mary, oh. No, I don't want nothing in between.
Yes, I agree. Rick Rubin was right about this. Neil does sing differently when he's playing the guitar at the same time.
Less showy.
Less showy.
And that's, it feels authentic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely not Forever in Blue Jeans, which I love. Yeah, so good. I'm glad it made me find that song. And now I got to go find that CD and frame it.
No, and then you'll play it over and over again.
And frame it because it's autographed. You don't even listen.
No, but I know first you'll play it all over. Like it'll get in your head, and then it's gonna be like Neil Diamond.
It's not your business.
Month.
It's not your business. Okay. It, you know what? It might be. It's gonna be Neil Diamond month if you keep it up. Maybe Valentine's Day. I'll make you a nice mixtape.
Oh my God.
Neil Diamond love songs.
I still have your mixtape.
September Morn. I'll play that one for you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Hello again.
No.
Hello.
No. I'm ready for the next guest.
It's good to need.
Who's the next listener? Who's the next person?
Love on the Rocks.
No, Pat.
You know, that song was originally Scotch on the Rocks. I'm not even joking.
Was it really?
Do I need to play that?
No.
I have that.
No, I know, sweetie.
Look, you are right now, you're showing people that you're not being a fun collaborator.
You're
very much.
I want to hear the next person.
This is not Stilla and Mira.
Yeah.
You're Stilla and Mira-ing it up.
Oh my God, Pat.
All right. We only have two more songs left.
All right. Well, that's good. How efficient. Good for you.
Someone wants to go to the movie and get her snacks. Get her gummy treat.
Hey, Pat and Pilar. This is Dwayne Hoffman. For the O's episode, well, here in Columbus, we pronounce it O-H. from his 1967 Born Under a Bad Side album, we're going to go with Albert King and his track called Oh Pretty Woman. Not confused with the other song with that title. Also, if you like Gary Moore, he did a version on his Still Got the Blues album, and Albert King guest on that, and they trade guitar solos. It's pretty cool as well. Just take it from the top. Thanks, Pat.
She painted powder, ain't gonna help you none. Cause she's a pretty woman right down to the bone. So you just might as well still leave your skin alone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me, no matter what I do.
Who knew that there were two cool songs with the same title, Oh Pretty Woman? Kind of wild, right?
I didn't. And that sounds like a really cool song.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Now, I don't know if you're going to like this, but this is Scotch on the Rocks.
No, you don't have to.
Originally, this is the original version of what becomes Love on the Rocks. We need to play this because we're getting a... whiskey shelf in house.
Scotch on the rocks, you at my side. Pour me a drink, nowhere to hide. Love on the loose, shit that I lied. Scotch on the rocks.
Okay, enough.
It's really bad, right?
So
it's really bad.
So that's really interesting that, like, he actually recorded it and released it.
No. This is a demo.
Oh.
This was not released.
Okay.
Yeah, this came out on a box set.
Interesting. Okay.
Just to give you the I guess, a little bit of a taste of the songwriting process, how a song like that, which is not very good,
yeah,
can turn into something fantastic.
The rocks. Yeah, like
it's... Yeah, and it's not... And this one's up-tempo, and Love on the Rocks...
Right, it's just so... Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty cool. I'll put Love on the Rocks on your on your mixtape.
No.
All right, this is the last one.
Okay.
This is the last one.
I love when it's nice and tight and concise and, like, doesn't it feel better?
I had other ones I was going to play for you. Oh Marie by Sheryl Crow. Oh Fiona from the Adventure Time soundtrack. I do want to play one more Oh song before we end the show because... it's by the Muffs and friend of the show, Kim Shattuck, who sadly is no longer with us. Rock in peace, Kim. But we did a Christmas episode with her. And if you guys have never heard that episode, you got to go find it because it's so much fun. She's so much fun. We're playing Christmas music. We ate, I don't know how many dozen cookies we ate with Kim Shattuck, but it was super cool. And she was one of our first guests. So just rock in peace, Kim Shattuck. And this is the Muffs with O Nina.
Hey.
Blonder and Blonder by the Muffs. Go get it. Go listen to it. And, moving on with our last and final person of the day, our friend Ian Beresford.
Hello to Pat, the Rock Solid listeners, and any esteemed co-host you may have with you. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the latest Patreon episode, O's. I'm taking you back to 1977. The group is the Alessi Brothers, twin brothers from the US. The song is called Oh Laurie. It was top 10 in the UK, but never did anything in the US. It's one of my favourite 70s songs, so I hope everyone enjoys it. I hope everyone's well. I hope everyone's recovered from the holidays. And as always, Pat, thanks for the great content. Bye for now.
Where do I not chase you through the meadow? Without you I die. Just never say goodbye. Oh, Laurie, the spring, the summer, blue and winter are the seasons. For me, while in your bare feet.
I like how this topic brought out some like more old timey sound.
It really did,
you know?
And I got to be honest, when I look in my iTunes library, I have so many O songs. So I'm so glad that people did some blues and did some country western and did some, what do you call this, lounge music maybe? But yeah, thanks everybody. This was more eclectic than I thought it was going to be. Plus, three Cheap Trick songs. You can't beat it.
Oh, cannot beat it.
Plus, we did a Scotch on the Rocks, and we did an Oh Mary, and Broadway tunes.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? You're winding down your podcast.
I am winding down my podcast, but not winding down on the page. So if you are interested in, let's say, like 2 to 3 hour recorded classes on writing feature film, writing TV, rewrite short film, go to onthepage.tv because I've got them there and you can learn something new this year and get writing. Okay.
Get writing.
Yeah.
Follow us at Rock Solid Show on Instagram and at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. You can go to patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast and see all the content and support the show. And the website's still up, rocksolidpodcast.com, but it hasn't been updated in a while, but there's still a lot of stuff there, so take a look. And with that, thank you, Pilar. Enjoy your movie, solo movie.
You know, I wish you were going. I like going to the movies with you.
You want me to call off work?
No.
I can call off?
No, go to work.
I'm supposed to work at 2. It's 11. You need to call
off. Go to work.
I have the AR. It would cover the day. Right. So I have to work today is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. I won't be home for lunch.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm just not coming home because of your attitude.
Oh.
All right. So with that, let's close it out with the Knack. This one is Oh Tara. Thanks, Pilar.
Thanks, Pat.
Happy New Year, dickheads. It's your buddy, Dave Festini, out here in northern New Jersey. And I'm conflicted on my selection because it kind of breaks two rules. This is for the O episode. Because, one, it's not... It depends on how you feel about parentheticals. I mean, it is in the title, in parentheses, but it isn't necessarily O, it's OO. But O is in OO. So I feel it qualifies. It's one of my favorite songs of the 80s. It's a little bit of a guilty pleasure song. It is none other than Kool and the Gang and Let's Go Dancin', Ooh La La. I've also seen it written as Ooh La La, Let's Go Dancing. But Ooh La La is always in parentheses. That is very important. So why don't I stop talking and we get dancing? And as always, Pat, thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Said, JT, don't you feel good?